Marley, A Dog Like No Other by John Grogan, performed by Neil Patrick Harris.
Preface: The Perfect Dog. When I was 10 years old, my father caved in to my pleas and took me to get my own dog. Together we drove in the family station wagon far into the Michigan countryside. We stopped at a farm run by a woman and her ancient mother. The farm didn't grow wheat or corn. It didn't even have cows or horses. It had just one thing: dogs. Dogs of every size and shape and age and temperament. They had only two things in common. Each was a mongrel, and each was free to a good home. We were at a mutt ranch. "Now, take your time, son," Dad said. "Your decision today is going to be with you for many years to come." I quickly decided the older dogs were not for me and raced to the puppy cage. "You want to pick one that's not timid," my father coached. "Try rattling the cage and see which ones aren't afraid." I grabbed the chain-link gate and yanked on it with a loud clang. There were about a dozen puppies. They reeled backward, collapsing on top of one another in a squiggling heap of fur. Just one remained. He was gold, with a white blaze on his chest, and he charged the gate, yapping fearlessly. He jumped up and excitedly licked my fingers through the fencing. It was love at first sight. I brought him home in a cardboard box and named him Sean. He was one of those dogs that give dogs a good name. He mastered every command I taught him and was naturally well-behaved. I could drop a crust on the floor, and he would not touch it until I said it was okay. When I called, he came. When I told him to stay, he stayed. We could let him out by himself at night, knowing he would be back after making his rounds. We would leave him alone in the house for hours, confident that he wouldn't have an accident or disturb a thing. He raced cars without chasing them and walked beside me without a leash. He could dive to the bottom of our lake and emerge with rocks so big they sometimes got stuck in his jaws. He loved riding in the car. He'd sit quietly in the back seat beside me on family road trips, happy to gaze out the window as the world zoomed by. Best of all, I trained Sean to pull me through the neighborhood dog sled style as I sat on my bicycle. My friends jealously watched as he carefully guided me down the street, never leading me into trouble. Sean even had the good manners to back himself into the bushes before squatting to poop. With his rear end hidden away, only his head peered out. Our lawn was safe for bare feet. Relatives would visit for the weekend and return home determined to buy a dog of their own. They were that impressed with Sean. Actually, I called him Saint Sean. The saint part was a family joke, but we almost believed it. Sean had been born with a curse. No one knew who his parents were. Because his breeding was unknown, he was one of the tens of thousands of unwanted dogs in America. Yet, by some stroke of good luck, he became wanted. He came into my life, and I came into his, and he gave me the childhood every kid deserves. Saint Sean of my childhood. He was a perfect dog. At least, that is how I will always remember him. It was Sean who set the standard by which I would judge all other dogs to come. Chapter 1. And Puppy Makes 3. "Slow down, Dingo, or you're going to miss it," Jenny scolded. "It should be coming up any second." Jenny was my wife. That January evening in 1991, we were driving through inky blackness across what had once been Florida swampland. We had been married for a little over a year and had decided it was time for another family member. A dog, to be exact. We were on our way to look at a litter of Labrador retrievers. Our headlights shined on a mailbox. The numbers on the side reflected back at us. This was the place. I turned up a gravel drive that led into a large wooded property. There was a pond in front of the house and a small barn out back. At the door, a woman named Lori greeted us, with a big, calm, yellow Labrador retriever by her side.
"This is Lily, the proud mama," Lori said.
Lily's stomach was still swollen, even though she'd given birth 5 weeks before.
Jenny and I got on our knees and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?